Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O wonderful and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the way you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we come with grateful hearts to thank you for all that you have done and all that you are yet doing. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, for your healing, for your guidance, and for your protection. We are ever grateful, O Father God, for you sit high, but you look low and you look unto us. We thank you for your care. We thank you for an opportunity, O Father God, to come to the throne room and cast all our cares upon you. We ask, O Father God, that you give us grace and mercy to handle each and every situation, even in these difficult and challenging times. And we'll always be mindful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. The title of my message this morning is A Call to Encourage Others. It is in these very challenging times that we, as people of God, are called to reach out to others and encourage them. Yes, even if we are going through very difficult times ourselves. When we answer the call to encourage others, we also are encouraged ourselves. The early Christians faced extremely difficult times. Christians faced consistent persecution and many were on the run. And the Apostle Paul, in his writings to the church, encouraged the saints. And he listed ways for Christians also to encourage others. When we encourage a person, we really want to inspire them with hope and confidence. We will want to instill courage, don't matter what they are going through, to help them along the way. Courage is defined as the quality of mind or spirit that enables one to face danger with confidence, resolution, and firm control of oneself. In other words, to support with words of assurance and hope in the midst of life's storms and difficult circumstances. It is to that situation that the Apostle Paul gave some support and direction to the early church. And if we look at the scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm reading from the NIV version, yes. In chapter 5, and we look at verses 14 to 19, Paul wrote these verses to encourage the Christians during this very difficult time. It is something that we can apply to our situation today. We are going through some very difficult times. Paul wrote, "And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit." It's a packed scripture. Practical, but very powerful. Let's break it down. Let's break down what Paul wrote to these early Christians as they were going through, as they were challenged under very difficult conditions. And we can see how it's applicable to us today. One of the first things that the scripture says, Paul says, "We urge you." In other words, there was this important plead. You get a sense of urgency. Urgency for push for action. There was an urgency, an urgent cry from Paul. So he said, "We urge you." And then the next thing he did was address them appropriately as brothers and sisters. Not as some high and mighty intellectual sharing of what you should do under these circumstances, but he addressed them as brothers and sisters. In other words, we are all in this together. We are all experiencing pain. We are all having to live under these circumstances. So he called them brothers and sisters. So he was relating to them. And he said, "Warn those that are idle and disruptive." The first thing he does is give a warning. In other words, he was saying, those that have no action, you might describe as lazy. You know, those who are spending their time 24/7 on social media or catching up on all their missed shows during this time. No, there's a call for Christians to encourage each other. So we're not going to worry about idle and disruptive. But he went on to say that we have to warn them. Yeah, that's not what's supposed to be going on at this time. You're not supposed to be idle. You're not supposed to be disruptive. Not during this time. No. But he said we are to encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. These are the qualities that are needed during this time. This time, these are the qualities to share with those that are around us. Yes, this is the time to help the ones that are weak. Be patient because people are concerned. They are very anxious.
And that anxiety is causing them to lose heart. Yes. And he says, be patient with everyone. We are all feeling the pain. It's time to encourage others. Then he says, as he went through, he wants us to make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone. You see, as you help those that are disheartened, those that you will encourage, those that have become weak and lose heart. Yes, you have to encourage those. They are shaken by the news reports. They might be in a situation where their loved ones are sick and they are unable to contact their loved ones. There is a feeling of hopelessness. We need to encourage them. There's an overall sad spirit. We need to encourage them. And this is not the time to be caught up in what's not important, but what is concerning. It is not time, what we call payback time, but it is time to offer support, to give that support. If that support is needed in various means, we should be ready to encourage and support. The words that the Apostle James said in James 4 and 17, he made a statement. He says, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. So if God give you the ability to do something about a situation and you don't do it, brothers and sisters, it's sin to us. And it is so beautiful to see the churches that are actively giving out food during the pandemic, where people are affected and don't have jobs or have lost their jobs. My church, together with other churches, gave out over 20,000 boxes of food, including fresh fruits and vegetables. We encourage these people with support. The Apostle James also said in James 2, verses 15 to 16, he says, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about your physical needs, what good is it? It is not any good. It is time to encourage others. This is support time. And that support might mean providing food to those that are in need. The Apostle Paul continues with his direction for us in difficult times. He said in verses 16 to 18, Paul lists the ways we should continue to live. He said, rejoice always. In other words, have a heart of contentment in the midst of this pandemic. He said, pray continually, which means continue with your relationship with God. That relationship should increase. That should increase your time spent in God's presence. You spend time in God's presence when you pray. You hear God's voice and he would strengthen and encourage you. And therefore, you can encourage others. Paul knew how to be content, and he offered the same encouragement to us today. That That encouragement means that we are able to then give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. In Paul's in this verse, Paul lists it, do not. In the next verse, he says, in verse 19, he says, do not quench the spirit. This is a warning not to quench it. Do not suppress. Don't put it out. Don't extinguish it. Don't diminish it, making it weak or ineffective. He gives a warning. When we give thanks to the Lord, then we will not quench the spirit, but would uplift ourselves and encourage others. Yes, you and I must answer the call to encourage others, because there are many in despair waiting to hear the words of encouragement and in need of support. Let us be that vessel that will hear the cries and their voices and give the encouragement. Let our prayer be, Lord, show me who I can encourage today. Make contact, call, text, email, and pray without ceasing. Yes, always give thanks. As the songwriter says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Yes, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he has given Jesus Christ, his Son. He did the ultimate sacrifice. And now let the weak say I'm strong, and let the poor say I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. We can call upon him. He has already done it, healing. And now let the bound say I am free, and let the sick say I am healed, because of what the Lord has done for us. We can give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. In these difficult, challenging, painful times, we are called to encourage others. They are right around us. Stay connected. Stay in relationship with the Lord. He will direct our path. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name and we glorify your name. We ask, oh Father God, that you look down upon us during these very difficult times. We pray for healing. We pray for strength. We pray for your direction. We thank you and we magnify your name. Show us the way, Lord. For whoever you have put in our way to encourage, give us the right words to say. Give us the ways to support. And we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.